would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Try with a little help from my friends.
You're listening to Pandemic Music to Live By, deep from the woods of Maine.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, are you experienced here on June 30th, 2020? I hope so. You're listening to WOOD Radio and another episode of our series, Pandemic Music to Live By. This is show number 12, friends. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a very special show. My name, of course, is Rockin' Randy. And I thought, you know, we've done 12 shows or 11 shows so far, and we've been ranging all over the place. But my handle, Rockin' Randy, really speaks to my love of good rock and roll, classic rock and roll music that I grew up with in the 70s and the 80s, late 60s. So we started the show out with a great tune by the famous, of course, rock band, the Beatles. Off their 1969 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that great tune, We Get By With a Little Help From Our Friends. So again, I wanted to do a special rock show today. So I called a special friend and asked GW, my good friend GW, Gerard Wark, to join me in today's show as a guest DJ. Gerard, you're with me now. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
Good. And it's so cool to catch up with you. For our listeners, you've heard me check in with some friends who I've worked with in the past. I've had a career in television and engineering in the past. And GW is one of my colleagues and good old friends from way back. GW is somebody who I've been working with for many years, mostly in television, but we found right from the very beginning when you were helping me out in the studios at SPTV, Gerard, back in the day.
Yeah.
And one of our first conversations, I'll never forget it, we started talking about rock and roll.
Yeah.
And hey, what about this tune? And what about, oh man. Yeah. I think our friendship really took off at that point.
Yeah. Mutual interest in music is always great.
Yeah,
and
man.
So many of us, like, we just, you know, it's such a great experience, such a great escape. And playing music and just listening to music in the past and having the memories of the experience of listening to it originally is really excellent.
Yeah.
And so that's many records I have here.
Yeah. And that's what this series is all about. And I know you've been keeping up with the shows and I appreciate that. But I mean, this is really the kind of thing that I can appreciate someone. I mean, we are relatively close in age, right?
Yeah,
you were born.
I was born in '63.
'63, couple of years after me. I was 59, and our influence. And it's interesting to set this show up for our listening audience a little bit. When we got into music, it was all about radio and records.
Yeah, listen to radio.
That's today, where you got your sort of daily dose of rock and roll. Of course, up here in Maine, we have a historic station, one of the early FM, well, it was AM station, right? But then it turned FM WBLM.
Yeah, the Volusia County, I remember the first FM radio station, like that was probably early 70s.
Cool.
And when that came on, it was like, this is great. This is a whole new experience of music.
And I know some of your brothers, Gerard, you have a big French family and you grew up in, tell our listening audience a little bit, give us a background. Where did you come from? Where did you first listen to rock and roll?
I grew up in Consolidated Township of Woodland, Maine. in Northern Maine.
Consolidated Township. There's no name.
Woodland, Maine. Yeah. Yeah. And because there's two Woodland Maines in Wolverstedt County. Uh-huh. One's in Southern Maine, and this one in Northern Maine is north of Caribou. So it's between
way
like,
up, folks. If you look at a
Caribou
map,
in the Swede,
way
Fort Kent.
Up in, yeah. in the heart of Maine.
My father used to say, so far out, you come back in. So so far out it was. But up there with the music, yeah, growing up in Potato Field, one of the things I remember was they had a portable radio, and would take to the potato field and we picked. And
picking potatoes. A real yeah. cool tradition in Maine, up in Arista County.
Yeah, yeah. So take your money, get the batteries, and keep listening to radio and get through the harvest.
Yeah, man. So, now, yeah. Gordon, your brother, isn't he a few years in front of you?
Yeah, he...
He must be closer in age to me. And I've worked
no,
with
he's
Gordon
actually...
Well.
He's Gordon's been retired for a bit.
And, okay, so he's a little older.
He
than
owns
me,
properties up in Waterville, but he... yeah, he is a great influence on music for me. Yeah. And my older brothers, Greg and Gene, they always, like I said, they would hand me records, LPs. They
right.
stopped listening to that and listened to this.
But, that's fun. I mean, I think a lot of us have had influences from siblings and friends. I know one of the first records I ever owned, I actually bought for $3. Well, there were three records. I bought one for each one for a buck. From my buddy Paul, whose brother had just been shipped out to Vietnam, and yeah. he gave him back in the late 60s all his records and said, here you go, Paul, be a good boy, and here's my record collection. And Paul was not that into it, honestly, and I saw these records and they were the Beatles, or some of the first three Beatles records, early Beatles, Meet the Beatles, and they were beat up. These records
yeah.
were thick yeah. plastic vinyl, you could throw them like a frisbee, and yeah. they had scratches all over them. I still remember taking it home and putting it on, and I can remember Mom from the kitchen going, oh my, what's this?
Yeah so they would come and go from the farmhouse and leave their records there, so it's like I through just like inheriting them, they would leave them for me to listen to.
Cool.
So it was a lot of classic rock that way back from like, you know, 67 on up to like 73.
Right, right. Well, yeah. And that's what we've been talking about, folks, is Gerard and I, you know, said, well, let's listen. We had to sort of take the rock and roll genre and narrow it down a little bit, of course, for a 1-hour show. So we've decided we're going to really pick and choose some of the great classic rock tunes from 67 through... what did we say, 73, 74, maybe
yeah.
we throw
yeah.
something in a little later, but this is stuff that if you were around in that era of the early AOR, album-oriented rock, on FM radio, you heard these tunes and they become part of your, you know, part of your culture, part of your life. And for those of you who are younger, you may be hearing some of this stuff for the first time, but we're going to try to put it in a little bit of perspective for you so you can appreciate it. So let's get back into some rock and roll, Gerard, and we'll talk some more as the show goes on.
Right on.
I thought, you know, one of the bands that certainly was influential to us in that time frame was the Rolling Stones. And, of course, there were a lot of bands like the Beatles who came over from England in that era, and I think, I mean, my rock influence was heavily influenced by English bands, so you'll be hearing some English bands, and you know, this is part of the journey we took. I think let's play some Rolling Stones from 1969. This would be off their Honky Tonk Woman album. I want to play this tune, You Can't Always Get What You Want, one of my old favorites. I'm sure, well, I happen to know that at least my youngest daughter knows this tune just from my constantly kind of singing it at her when she was in her adolescent years, and she used to complain to her dad about things. I would always look at her and say, honey, you can't always get what you want, and she would roll her eyes. But we would end that with, but sometimes you try sometime, you just might get what you need. I'm hoping, folks, you get what you need from today's show. Here's the Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want. We'll be right back with G-Dub and some more good old rock and roll. Stay tuned.
You get what you need.
All right, a little Led Zeppelin on WOOD Radio with Rockin' Randy and Rockin' GW back at it. My guest here, Gerard Wark. Welcome back, friends. And Gerard, what'd you think? We had some good rock and roll on that last set.
Yeah,
we started with that Stones piece, and we ended with that Led Zeppelin. Good times, bad times, you know, we've had them all.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Good times, bad times. That record's great because right from the get-go, that song is the first one on it. So it takes right off and just kind of grabs you and you go with it.
It's such a classic. And,
yeah.
We were listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin tunes to try to figure out what we wanted to feature on this show, right? But we kind of went back. This is off their first album.
Yeah. And it shows right, like how powerful they are. It's like a straight rock band right from that one song, because it's like John Paul Jones is just, he's all over it. He's all over it as a bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Not a weak member in that band.
Not at all.
So,
and they had the test of time, as all these great bands have.
Yeah.
Those who survived. We squeezed some Jim Morrison in the Doors in between those two great rock classics with another awesome band, the Doors, of course. This is off their 69 album, the first album they had, in Roadhouse Blues is that great tune that anybody who plays rock and roll in a band, this is one of those formidable tunes. It's one of those great driving tunes for me. I've always loved it. It just suggests like you get on the road, man.
Yeah, this is like a wake up the bar.
Look at the bar.
That's what that song always reminded me of. It's like, wait, we're gonna wake up the bar and play this song.
Yeah. GW, again, for our listening audience, I mean, you're on the radio here with a great road warrior. GW has probably put on more miles in his life as an EIC. Gerard works as what's called an EIC. That's called that stands for Engineer in Charge. Now, for those of you who ever watch professional sports on television, you probably have watched some of Gerard's handiwork, because he's the guy in the mobile trucks that keeps it all running.
Thousands of hours of it.
Thousands and thousands of hours.
Thousands of hours. Yeah.
Away on weekends, and you catch a plane and you go meet the truck somewhere and off you go. Yeah.
And off we go. Right now in the hiatus, it's been okay. Just listening to music and getting by and just being patient.
It has been. Hey, and by the way, when we were talking yesterday, you mentioned that you've got a new member in your family, I understand. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Granddaughter. Yeah,
new granddaughter. New granddaughter, congratulations.
Charlotte Louise. Yeah, she was
Charlotte
born on
Louise.
The 11th. 11th of June.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful little girl. She's at home. We saw her yesterday. We got to hold her.
My wife
had a great time.
Isn't that something? Doesn't that really make it all worthwhile?
It does. It does. It's a great, great experience. Well, we're all really enjoying it. So,
well, let's get back into it then. Let's. We were overseas. We did the English invasion, the British invasion with the Stones, and certainly Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. But yet, you know, America had its own roots rock experience, and we were just saying, well, it was America, but it was kind of North America. We're going to get into playing some classic rock next by some bands that, well, the first one is Steppenwolf, which is a cool band I listened to a lot of in the day. They were originally Canadian rock musicians that moved to L.A., and formed, a more sort of produced band sound. And they hit it with a number of hits. In fact, they had 12 hits in the Billboard Top 100, if you can believe it, Steppenwolf. One of which we're going to play next, and that's the tune Born to be Wild, a classic indeed, and one of my favorite tunes. Speaks to me on a lot of levels. How about you? You like this tune?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
You
great
weren't
intro.
Born to be wild. You're just wild by nature. Well, I guess
it's another one that just grabs you and takes you.
It just grabs you and takes you like a good rock and roll tune will, and it just keeps getting good and it stays good. So, by the way, this also, I mean, just as a little footnote, was the one of the tunes they played on Easy Rider remember Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper and that 69 film Easy Rider? Talk about an era and some good rock and roll music. That's what it was all about. If you folks want to remember those days and look back on some of the things that were happening when this music was being played for the first time, check that film out. But let's listen to this. Let's get down with Canadian band, American band Steppenwolf, and then we'll come straight up back to the Midwest with one of my favorite bands, Grand Funk. Mark Warner of Flint, Michigan. We'll listen to one of his tunes from his three-piece band, and we'll talk some more in a couple minutes. Again, you're listening to Pandemic Music to Live By with Rockin' Randy, and today our special guest, Rockin' GW. We'll be right back after a couple of good rock tunes. Let's go. Rock out.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah.
American rock and roll right here on Pandemic Music to Live By. And you're listening to your host, Rockin' Randy, today, rocking out with his good friend, Rockin' GW. How we doing, Gerard?
Good, good.
Still with me, my man? Listening to some great rock and roll here on today's show.
American Band, that song like takes me back to when I was in grade school, because we would have like a grade school dance, like eighth grade dance, and somebody would spin records from a turntable to the mic of a public address system. And then this one guy who did it one time, he brought in his drum kit, and I remember him playing his drums to that song. And we listened to it like maybe three times at night, dancing to it.
So you're in a high school, you're in a gymnasium dancing to the records, but somebody's up there beating on a drum. See, this is rock and roll, people. Yeah. For those of you who haven't experienced this kind of thing, this is how it gets into your blood.
Yeah. So for Grand Funk Railroad, that's what I remember about that song particularly. Like the experience of like being in eighth grade at a dance and spending that and getting on the drum kit playing to it.
Oh man, that is so much fun. When those guys first got started, Mark Warner, they were in Flint, Michigan, and they were playing the high schools and then the college circuit right where I grew up. I never really got a chance to see them in that kind of a venue, but three-piece rock band, right?
Straight up.
Three-piece. Yeah. You got usually a bass, a drummer, and then somebody on the lead with a keyboard or a guitar.
Yeah, there is somebody, I think the lead singer in that band, he can play keyboards too. So
He's good. He's good. Mark Warner, he's great. What other kind of experiences do you recall as growing up in America with rock and roll? You grew up in, again, we were talking about this earlier in the show, you grew up in Aroostook County in Maine. That's a pretty rural place.
Yeah, like I said, one of the things was like on the radio, you had certain music that there was kind of they gave you to listen to. And then if you had access to LPs, then you could listen to them. And my brother, when he came back from Vietnam, he had a reel to reel. And I remember listening to that when I was probably like 13 years old.
Wow.
And on that, he had like 10cc. And he had Deep Purple. I remember listening to that song, Lazy. Lazy. I was like, what is this? Like, what is this music?
And didn't it get your blood flowing? Because at the time, I mean, we've explored music in this series, and, you know, we've been talking about music that can be used to express ideas of frustration and revolution and all kinds of things. And here you are in this place, somewhat isolated, listening to these rock musicians playing this very heady, provocative stuff.
Yeah. That was the thing, like the quality of it. I was like, wow, this doesn't sound like the realistic turntable. This thing sounds amazing.
Yeah. Great.
And so there was those experiences, you know, especially being an engineer now and getting into television and getting into audio. So,
always been a part of our business, right? And again, kind of interesting, Gerard and I both are old dogs in this business. I mean, we remember analog signals and analog audio. What you're talking about on a reel-to-reel, that's magnetic tape recording of an analog audio signal. Today, I mean, I'm doing this show, you're talking to me, it's so crazy, it's all digital, right?
Sending you music over the internet.
Yeah, you're sending me some stuff. So talk a little bit about your experience today. Now, where do you find yourself all these years later in this whole experience, this trip?
Keeping like the basics of it down, and what I have is I have a nice hybrid audio console recording system, and then I have my iPad, and someone just recently gave me an older Mac. But being able to bring everything into one central place and being able to assimilate it on the iPad and GarageBand and using it and just keeping busy doing it. How would you say keeping engaged?
Keeping engaged in this music process.
And learning all not just about, you know, parts of the recording or the technical part of it, but actually learning about music.
This is beautiful. I pulled a little bit of this up in the background. You may not be able to hear it, G-Dub, but our audience can hear it. This is a song you sent me recently, High Plains. How did that come about?
Well, that came about like what it is. I'm working on a project that I hope to post on other bunch of Bandcamp or Spotify as just a concept piece of music. And this is one piece of it, which fits into the part of it. It's called, piece is called New Matinee Tickets. So it's about two people that just, their day in life where they go to a matinee, enjoy it. And that's something we can't do right now. And yeah. I just thought that, you know, for me, it's been a good outlet to learn music, to learn this technology, to come up with some ideas and come up with one idea and stick with it and stay engaged.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Again, I mean, you're somebody in the height of your career, and you've, as I told the audience, you've been all over the world. We actually ran into each other down in Rio during the Olympics. A real quick story on this one.
Experience. I'll give the story up. I'm working in the mobile unit, the big tractor trailer truck, and the door opens up, and in walks this gentleman, and he goes, you probably don't remember me. And I'm like, no, I don't. Because I'm standing.
Well, didn't I bust your gonads a little bit and say, hey, get your feet off? Because you had your feet up, you were just kicking back. It was kind of a nighttime venue.
Netflix,
At the diving competition, or is that the Aqua Park?
Actually, it was at the swimming.
Swimming.
I called
the
Michael Phelps Show.
Oh, that's right. Michael Phelps was swimming that night.
Yeah.
And so there's Gerard in the back of the truck. And I had been working in the engineering department at the IBC, the broadcast center for NBC. And I saw his name on a board, a schedule of people coming in. And I said, Gerard Wark, that's got to be GW, man. And I thought, I asked the lady who was scheduling the trucks out. I said, where's this guy going to be? She's like, oh, I think he'll probably be in truck number 7 down at the water thing.
Yeah.
So I went over and I figured, I bet he's behind this door. And I walked up the ramp and I opened the door and there you were.
Yeah, that's right. One coworker said, hey, somebody was looking for you. We just found it odd that someone's looking for you in Brazil. And we don't know who they are. And I was like, well, that's how we reconnected.
We did. I mean, that was so cool to run into you down there.
Yeah.
And then we ended up working in the other venue at the soccer stadium, remember, a couple days later?
Yeah. That's right. We did. We moved up there for the closing ceremony.
Yeah. And we were both living in the media village way out in the boonies. You had to take a bus.
VV1 and VV2. Bavilla 1 and Bavilla 2.
Oh, yeah. My God. That place started falling apart, remember, at the end. I escaped. Yeah. I got out of there, man.
Yeah, it was. You got out early. You and your wife, you had something else lined up.
Yeah,
but 32 days. Yeah, made it back.
That's a gig. That's the kind of gigs we do.
That was one of the gigs.
But now you're the television sports live sports is done. I mean, nobody's doing this. So what's going on?
So we're just waiting patiently to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. So you got a lot of free time on your hands.
A lot of free time and been staying busy doing this. Staying busy still. You know. Engage with work material and things like that and television.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, not completely all about the balance for me is still to just stay engaged, have work. This work has been good. So.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Well, I hope to see you back at it here real soon. Cool. Let's listen to another tune then, Gerard. How about one of my favorite bands, The Who? And this is off an album that I owned from very early on. It was released in 1971. Who's Next with that interesting cover? And this is the tune that I've always loved off that album. And it's pretty appropriate for today's show. Getting in Tune right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Singing this note 'cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune. Getting in tune.
Talk about some classic rock and roll, friends. The Who. Wow. What do you think, G-Dub? You still with me getting in tune?
Yeah, the Who is great. Like, I saw two movies in the movie theater of The Who. One was The Kids Are All Right, and the other one was Quadrophenia.
Oh, great. So, great. Yeah. You know, talk about influence on our culture.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we've had so much fun playing rock and roll music and talking here. The hour has gone flying by, and we're done. We got one last tune for you, but G-Dub, it's been great catching up, my friend.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been great. Yeah, it's great to get on the air, get out and do something.
Yeah, man, it's great to catch up with you. Stay healthy. Good luck with the new granddaughter. Congrats on that. And I'm sure you'll be back on the road soon. We'll be watching some sports, and we can be thinking about G-Dub back in the truck.
There you go.
Putting some patches in and listening to the director yell about his video levels or whatever.
Service on the remote.
Yeah, man. Stay well. Friends, you've been listening to Pandemic Music to Live By, and live we will. We've been rocking, and I hope you've been rocking with us. We're going to leave you rocking steady with that awesome fun band, Bad Company, from 1974. Here's Rock Steady. And I hope you have a good week, friends. We'll catch you next time. Pandemic Music to Live By. This is Rockin' Randy and Rockin' G-Dub saying take care.